Hey there, brother. Welcome to another edition of Stevie TV. What's my message today? My message today is, if mama ain't happy, so what? There's been a big disservice to men over the last many decades, and that is the notion that if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. Right? Happy wife, happy life, that stuff. Now, I'm not saying you need to do anything to make her unhappy. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be responsible for being an ass or being mean or unkind or inconsiderate. You need to own that stuff. If you've done things that would make any reasonable human being unhappy, you need to own that shit. But in most cases, when mama ain't happy, it's for reasons that God has nothing to do with you. And so what I want you to do is be the weatherman in your house. When I say be the weatherman, I'm talking about you get to decide if it's going to be a mostly sunny day or a partly cloudy day or a day full of thunderstorms and rain and crap. You get to decide what lane you want to drive in when it comes to the energy in your home. Now, as you know, I talk to men only, and I believe that the masculine energy in the relationship is the leading emotional energy. So this whole, if mom ain't happy, nobody's happy, trope is true. It means you're never going to be happy unless you feel like she likes you or she gives you permission to be happy or to feel good. You're walking on eggshells and you're seeking forgiveness and approval and direction for how you can do something to make her happy just so you could be happy. Well, guess what? That's horseshit. What you need to do is understand that you can be happy all by yourself. And when you decide that you can be happy and set the tone for the weather for your family, that it's going to be a sunny day today, regardless of what other people are doing around you, you will notice a drastic effect on the energy around you. She will have some days where she's just not happy. She's feeling like crap. The monkeys in her brain are going crazy. She's tired. She didn't sleep. She's mad at her mother. Her sister pissed her off. And yes, you're going to take the blame for some of that. And you have to get used to the fact of staying in your lane is the best place you can stay. Now, the problem when I tell guys to stay in your lane is that a lot of guys don't know where their lane is. My lane is out here in the barn. My lane's out here feeding horses with dogs. My lane is here talking to you. My lane is in my community of men who are learning to love life for what it is without walking on eggshells and asking for direction and forgiveness and permission to have a fulfilling, rewarding life. And so this video today, if mama ain't happy, so what, is meant to tell you, you have to stop attaching yourself to the emotional weather of other people, especially your wife or girlfriend. Because when you do that, you're uninspiring. It's hard to follow you. It's hard to respect you. It's hard to feel attracted to you when you are in this following energy. And so what we do at Good Guys to Great Men is build leaders. We build leaders of men who help each other, encourage each other to grow and to realize that you are the captain of your own ship. You get to decide when you're happy and when you're not. It is a choice. And I guarantee you, when you decide to wake up to a mostly sunny day every single day, regardless, find your fun, find your bliss, find something goofy to laugh at, you will start finding out that everyone else wants to follow you. Everyone else wants to be in the lane you're in. So pick a lane. That's my message today. Pick your lane. Love all of you. Take care. Bye-bye.